Well, to Northern California now, where this fall the number of Chinook salmon making their way from the sea up the Klamath River is the lowest on record. That's devastating news for the Yurok tribe, which has lived along and fished the Klamath for centuries. Lisa Morehouse has our report.
Cousins Erica Chavez and Jerome Nick Jr. are patrolling the Klamath. Nick perching in the front of the boat, Chavez at the helm.
Where are we headed?
The mouth. Tribal members fishing. Yeah. Then we're going to head up to the bridge, see if there's anybody else up there. What's this right over here?
They work for the Yurok Tribal Fisheries Department, but today they're also volunteering, catching salmon for tribal elders. It's the only fishing allowed this year. They stop to check a net.
No fish.
No fish?
The cousins are alone on the water today. In a normal year, during commercial fishing season,
this whole area has been almost all the way, with nets all the way up to the bridge.
I mean, this year is so different.
Yeah, it's like a ghost town out here because there's nobody out.
Chavez tells me she grew up with her family camping right here for the summer.
My partner was my auntie. She's the one that taught me. And our whole bottom of our boat was just filled with fish.
A rich salmon harvest means covering the basics. Money for kids' school clothes, salmon for food. Chavez usually fishes for her grandma.
Get her at least 10 to 15 fish every year, so it's in her freezer for the whole year.
But not this year.
She'll have to deal with deer meat or elk meat or something.
This is the 55th Annual Salmon Festival. We'd like to welcome everybody. The parade is underway.
Thousands of Yurok and friends gather every August for the tribe's salmon festival. There's a parade and a traditional stick game. And true to the festival's name, there's salmon cooked in the traditional Yurok way. Oscar Jensa wears a t-shirt that reads Fish Boss. He monitors a long, narrow fire pit with salmon skewered on redwood sticks, forming a kind of crown.
My main goal is just to be able to pass this on to my boys, so one day I can just be the ultimate fish boss and sit on the side while they cook. So.
But he wants to teach them with salmon caught in the Klamath, not the fish he's cooking with today.
I believe these come from Alaska.
The tribe had to buy this salmon, the first time in festival history. So few Chinook salmon were expected to return to spawn this year that Yurok were allowed to catch just over 600 salmon in a tribe of 6,000. Those low numbers are the end result of drought and disease and a long history of habitat destruction. Yurok place much of the blame on upstream dams that have blocked salmon from ancient spawning grounds for over a century. In the parade, Analia Hillman commands the megaphone for the Klamath Justice Coalition. Hillman's a youth social worker. She says the river's poor health and the low salmon run impacts the whole Yurok culture and way of life.
When we can't be in our river, when we can't eat our fish, it kind of takes our purpose away. And we have one of the highest suicide rates. And I think that's directly correlated to the lack of salmon and our inability to continue our way of life.
This has been a long struggle. In the 1960s, California game wardens arrested many Yurok for gillnet fishing on the river, a practice banned by the state. One young man, Raymond Matz, challenged the arrests. His fight went to the U.S. Supreme Court, which reaffirmed the tribe's reservation status and fishing rights.
Want to try some?
Lemon pepper.
Thank you.
His nephew, Paul Matz Van Mechelen, runs Paul's Famous Smoked Salmon on Highway 101. Customers know he's open if there's smoke coming from the traditional fire pit in front. Where do you usually get your stock from?
Klamath River. Not the last 2 years, though. Had to go to Columbia River.
Hundreds of miles away in Oregon, buying from native fishermen there. That gets expensive for a business owner who usually fishes about 50 feet away from here. But the losses are more than financial.
Like I got a niece, great niece with me. She's only two. But, you know, she helped start it up the boat, you know, smiled and did all that last year. But her auntie was 5 when she pulled in a fish. So that whole part of learning and teaching them who they are and what this river gives to them is kind of life in one way.
I asked Van Mechelen to explain that, how fishing is who Yurok are. He gets emotional, even stepping out of the store for a minute before answering.
I had my grandma at a young age tell me that I had fish blood. Didn't understand it, didn't know why, but, you know, we're all fishing people. You know, you got to look down where we're from.
And when you have fish blood and have to stay away from fishing in hopes of keeping salmon here in the future?
Yeah, it's sad to stay next to the river and wake up and not see fish go by. That's the saddest part.
He says all he can do is pray the salmon come back. For Here and Now, I'm Lisa Morehouse.